This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Aftershocks continue to shake Southern California after a powerful 7.1 magnitude earthquake Friday night. This is a day after another quake hit. The Friday earthquake was near the city of Ridgecrest. The city's police chief is Jed McLaughlin.
It's hard for the world to know what we've been through because by the grace of God, we've had no casualties and we've only had minor injuries, which is amazing considering these two big earthquakes that we've experienced.
While there were no deaths, Mark Gugliarducci, the head of California's Office of Emergency Services, says,
"You know, there is damage. As we reported last night, there were a number of structure fires. There were gas leaks. The power was out for a majority of the communities. There was road damage, rock slides, etc."
Residents continue cleaning up as emergency workers continue assessing the damage. Authorities have detained dozens of people in Kazakhstan's two largest cities as protesters staged the latest in a series of rallies against newly elected President Kasym Zomart Tokayev. Demonstrators marching in the capital Saturday were confronted by uniformed and plainclothes police officers and were forcibly dragged by nearby police to buses. Media reports say that over 100 people were actually taken into custody. France and Iran have agreed to look at ways to resume talks to try to save Tehran's nuclear deal amid a standoff between Tehran and the United States. President Emmanuel Macron spoke by phone Saturday with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani. Mr. Rouhani called on European countries to act urgently to save the deal aimed at curbing Iran's nuclear program. The agreement has been in jeopardy since the U.S. pulled out last year. This is VOA News. Afghan officials say the Taliban has detonated a vehicle-borne bomb near the Afghan spy agency's office in the central eastern Ghazni city. A provincial government spokesman told VOA that the attack killed 12 people, including civilians, and injured over 50 others. The provincial police chief told VOA that, again, a number of those people wounded were students heading to schools when the attack occurred. Taliban spokesman, while claiming responsibility for the bombing, said the powerful blast destroyed an important facility of the National Directorate of Security, inflicting heavy casualties. The U.S. peace envoy to Afghanistan says for the first time he can report substantive progress on all four issues key to a peace agreement to end the country's 17-year war. Zalmay Khalilzad said Saturday's talks broadened to include a timeline for both intra-Afghan negotiations as well as a ceasefire. Sahail Shaheen, who speaks for the Taliban's negotiating team, told VOA the Taliban will only discuss these issues in Afghan-Afghan talks after the U.S. announces a timetable for foreign troop withdrawal.
U.S., we had agreed that we would talk on two points, which is most important for them and for us. For them, the soil of Afghanistan should not be used against them and against their allies, and for us, the withdrawal of foreign troops from Afghanistan.
Talks resume on Tuesday. The parents of a student, Otto Warmbier, have filed a claim for a seized North Korean cargo ship in a bid to collect a multi-million-dollar judgment in the American college student's death. Attorneys for the Warmbier said in a court filing on Wednesday that they have a right to the assets after North Korea failed to respond to their wrongful death claim. The Warmbier say their son was tortured after being convicted of trying to steal a propaganda poster and imprisoned for months. He died days after being returned to the U.S. in a vegetative state in 2017. A U.S. judge has ordered North Korea to pay more than $500 million in the Warmbier's wrongful death suit. North Korea has denied mistreating Warmbier. Greece is voting this Sunday in its first parliamentary election since the country's international balance. Recent opinion polls indicate that the leftist Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is likely to lose to a conservative opposition party leader. Greece is just beginning to recover from a massive financial crisis that included soaring unemployment and steep poverty levels. The country was forced to accept a series of financial bailouts that required deep spending cuts and other reforms. Thomas Garakis of Pollsters Mark told Reuters that the economy is the election's main issue. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, everyone. Happy weekend and welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. I've got a wonderful show for you today with music from all across the continent. In this month of July, Canada hosts two major African music festivals, Afrofest in Toronto and Nuit d'Afrique in Montreal. So several of the songs in today's playlist are by artists who will be headlining at those festivals. This gives you a taste of what the soundtrack to these wonderful events might be like. Also, July is full of Africa World Cup matches, as you know. Wins, loses, shock and awe. I've been bringing you some of the team's favorite music since the Cup started June 21st, and today I have one more song to add to that for the Black Stars of Ghana. Now, Song of the Week is from Kenya. It's called Extravaganza, and Kwame Ofori joins me to present that. And then finally, as luck would have it, our trusted reporter from Nairobi, Bill Odidi, has an interview with the artist behind that song, Extravaganza. So, after you hear the song, we'll cut straight to that interview and get the inside scoop from that talented group of rising stars. There's more music too. Gom, Afropop, neo-traditional, and a 1980 recording of the Likembe Giants in Brazzaville from our newly digitized Music Time in Africa archive. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. From 2004, Bamako, Mali, here is Kalanege by the late Issa Bagayogo.
Man, I'm a man.
there. Hello, everybody. That was Issa Bakayogo from Mali with Kala Nege. It's track 7 from his 2004 album, Tasumankan. Issa Bakayogo passed away in 2016. I'm Heather Maxwell, and we are at the top of Music Time in Africa. Like I already mentioned, Canada is host to a couple of big music festivals. Afrofest is one. It's happening July 6th and 7th in Toronto. And this artist, Elida Almeida, is in the lineup. She's been growing more and more popular in the world music festival circuit. And here's one of my favorite songs by Elida, E Zomba, featuring Jorge.
Zomba, Zomba.
Everybody, I'm Heather, and that was the beautiful voice of Miss Elida Almeida from Cape Verde. She and this next artist from Burkina Faso will be lighting up the Afrofest stage in Toronto this month. This is Ameti Maria with Bie Bie.
Yeah.
Right, hello guys. That was Ameti Maria from Burkina Faso. I'm Heather, and this is Music Time in Africa.
Jumbo Africa, hakuna matata. Jumbo Africa, hakuna matata. Hello everybody, this is Japan, and you're listening to the Voice of America. Thank you for listening.
Okay, so these next two songs are inspirational in lyric. My Way by Stanley Eno, and then Most High by Flavor, featuring his young, blind, adopted son, Sema G. Wayfour. If you need to get lifted up today, peoples, listen hard to these two songs and just see what happens. I think you're gonna feel better.
Life now turned my job. Your man put 12 hours on me. Me had to find my way. My sister find your way too. Life now turned my job. Your man put 12 hours on me. So just follow me up. So just follow me up. Oh, oh, oh. Moi là tu me wanna wanna. Nous ensemble chap on fait de falla falla. Quand tu sais quoi tu fais de halla halla. You the holla holla, then you the holla holla, eh. Well, that's me wanna wanna. You want solo shop on fait que falla falla. Toi tu sais au quoi tu fais que holla holla. You the holla holla, then you the holla holla, eh. Tous les jours en boulot, on ne dort pas. Le jet est privé, moi je veux ça. L'amour là, l'amour là. C'est Dieu qui donne. Tous les jours en boulot, on ne dort pas. Le jet est privé, moi je veux ça. L'amour là, l'amour là. C'est Dieu qui donne.
You are the most high. Hallowed niseme kind of hope that everything's gonna be okay. You are the father to the fatherless, the miracle working God. You make the blind man see, you made the crippled man to walk. You are the lily of Galilee, you make impossible possible.
Agama truki mama, kunesinu no mugane toyo, matana chiani dima. Lord, you are the most high. Hallowed be thy name. I woke up strong on a Monday. I go to gym on a Tuesday. Then to the studio on Wednesday. I walk it out till Thursday morning. I be chilling on a Friday. I play some shows on Saturday. If you ask me what my best day, when I praise you on Sunday morning. Agama truki mama, kunesinu na muka neko yo, makana chiani dima.
Hello, darlings. This is Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa, and we just came off a back-to-back run of two inspirational songs, My Way and Most High.
Hello, world. My name is Wiala, the Lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell. Keep it locked.
How y'all doing? Are you feeling good? Well, I hope so. Now I'm taking us to 20th century Brazzaville. This is a recording of Likembe Giants, a 1980 broadcast of Music Time in Africa. Yep, this excerpt comes straight from our newly digitized Music Time in Africa archive.
Everybody. Wave. Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. You just heard a wonderful sample of a 1980 broadcast of Music Time in Africa. You can access all of Leo Sarkisian's old radio shows starting from 1965 online now. Yes, go to mtia.sites.uofmhosting.net. Just click listen and you are in.
Music Time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays okay. at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
The 33rd edition of the International Nuit d'Afrique Festival in Montreal, Canada opens July 9th. And the golden voice of Africa, Salif Keita from Mali, is the heavyweight to perform there. Here's Tonton, a track from Salif's latest and last album, Un Autre Blanc.
Missy then, Nanny Missy Tita Killini. To Yanny Fanny at the Killini. Anybody at the Killini. Nakanuleko. Kelly Arabini, Shiriko. Half a corner for Yonko. Lay Arabini, go, Kaleta Maloya. Concala Maloya. Half a corner for Yonko, madam. Yana Moko, Kaleta Yampa. Concala Yampa. Half a corner for Yonko.
I'm Susanna Wio from Kenya. You're listening to Music Time in Africa with Dr. Maxwell.
So as you all know, the Africa World Cup is going strong.
The past few weeks, since the Cup started, I've played you some songs that are important to players and to fans from different teams. And this week, well, I've only got one, and here it is. But it's a little different than what you're used to because it's not actually a song. It's a rhythm. It's called Panloco, and it was mostly played by the Ga ethnic group who live mostly around the capital city in Accra. But now Panloco is performed and enjoyed throughout the country and is what lights the fire under the black stars of Ghana. Woo! That was Panloco, the rhythm and dance that fires up the black stars of Ghana in this year's Africa World Cup. Now it's time for Song of the Week, and Kwame Ofori joins me in the studio. Hey, Kwame.
Hey, Heather, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Doing great.
You've been listening to any Panloco?
Of course, it's the World Cup, yes. And the black stars always come through with the Jama and the Panloco.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we'll get Jama next week.
Of course.
But let's get back to business. Song of the Week.
Mm-hmm.
Today's Song of the Week is Extravaganza, and mm-hmm. it's by a new group, an assembly of artists from Kenya called Soul Generation. Shall we just listen to it?
Let's go right into it.
Okay. All right, so this is a really interesting collection of artists. Mm-hmm. So we have in here, we have Salty Soul,
mm-hmm.
and then Soul Generation is Ben Soul,
mm-hmm.
who we featured on the show before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and Naviri, the storyteller, Crystal Askige, and Kaskazini.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is a real magical group.
It's beautiful, and kudos to Salty Soul for introducing Soul Generation, their new record label, with all these great artists in there. So this is like a welcome to Extravaganza, welcome to a great collective of artists.
Woo!
Summer. Now, this female voice in here, this is Crystal Astige, and she's got a really nice voice, and there's some other interesting things about her.
Yes, apart from her beautiful voice, interestingly, she's visually impaired, but she doesn't allow that to push her back, because she's literally almost like a spokesperson, low-key, for the Soul Generation.
That's right. Love how they are playing with these melodies. The melody in the song is really beautiful, and they stretch it out. It's so beautiful.
Yes, and this has, correct me if I'm wrong, a rumba feel.
I think you're right. Mm-hmm.
Very popular in Kenya years ago.
Yes, and then they're making it popular again.
Thank you, Salty Soul.
But listen up, this rhythm is going to change right about here. It's just a beautiful song. Why are you looking for trouble?
Very, 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 very beautiful. Arguably one of their biggest songs out yet. Yeah. Salty Soul and Soul Generation. Yeah. Beautiful.
Very beautiful. And watch the video too, guys.
Oh, yes. It's very
really
colorful.
It's nice. I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Mr. Santia for You Now and Always.
And that was Extravaganza
by
Soul Generation.
Let's go. And this is
Song of the Week. Hello, everybody. If you're just joining us, I'm Heather Maxwell, and we've got more great music coming up. But first, Bill Odidi brings us a wonderful interview from Nairobi with the very same artist who Kwame and I just featured as Song of the Week, Soul Generation. What do you think about that, Kwame?
Well, they are a group to look out for. They are definitely going to continue growing because they have a big mentor group, that's Salty Soul. Four strong men taking over the Kenyan music scene.
Yeah, yes. And the fact that Bill Odidi sent me this interview without me, you picked Song of the Week and you didn't know. So this is really, you know, they are really hitting Kenya hard.
Yes, hard. They are here to stay.
Yeah, let's listen.
Thank you very much indeed, Heather Maxwell. I'm Bill Odidi and welcome from Nairobi in Kenya. And I've got a very special acoustic performance from a hot new group of musicians in this country. They're called Soul Generation, and this is their amazing new single, Extravaganza, and they're performing this acoustic set just for Music Time in Africa. So take it away, guys.
Imetamba, sauti soli na di area kumechacha Karibuni kwenye extravaganza Na mviri alipofika, alifunika Walifunga milango, wakatupata tukondani nao Wakaita makanjo, kumbe ni sisi huwalipa salo bobo Wakazima mitambo, shabiki wakabaki kwenye dance floor Na iwe funzu kwao, tunaongoza wanafuata nyayo Tamba, sauti soli na dieri ya kumechacha Karibu ni kwenye extravaganza Na kristo lalipofika, alifunika
Wakaja na umati, wakageuka kuwa wafuasi Wakaja na majini, wakapata tushazama kwa dini Nyeleza kifarasi, lakini sini moto ya makasi Risasi mwendo kasi, dani ya nini
biggest hit of the year so far in Kenya. Extravaganza is the name of the single by a group of musicians. They're known as Soul Generation. So what exactly do they mean by Soul Generation? Here is the singer Crystal Asige explaining.
Soul Generation is a collective of musicians, songwriters, and basically epic thinkers. And what we're trying to do at Soul Generation is to be our best and be greater than we are right now, so that other people can also be inspired to be greater. And then also obviously make music that is like the soundtrack to people's lives.
Yeah.
That means something, you know? Each line like means something different
yeah.
People gravitate to each line in their own way. So that's what we're trying to do. We're not just trying to make like empty songs, we're trying to make songs that will last, like future proof.
What was the process of getting the song together? I mean, you're all such diverse talents. How do you put together a song of 3-4 minutes? All these ideas floating in the room, in the studio.
It's a lot of back and forth, a lot. You see the way we were just before we started recording this
yes,
show?
Yes, yeah.
Like, this is
little,
the way we are yes, in the studio yeah, when yeah. we're hanging out. We're yeah. just like, oh, you know, you do this, you do that, etc. Mm. You come in with your verse and guys are like, do it like this. And you come back again, and you come back again, and you come back again. And it's just like a massive team effort for sure. Like for me myself, I think I spent like 6 hours in the booth just like in one go repeating it until I got it perfect.
Just sing for us that line, second verse.
I like your cueing, was it? No.
Wakajana
umati, wakageuka kuwa wafuasi. Wakajana majini, wakapata tushazama kwa dini. Yele za kifarasi, lakini sini moto ya makiasi. Risasi mwendo kasi, dandi ya ni msi wachwe na basi.
Great fun and music with Soul Generation. Let's check out their new single, Pombe Sigara, as I hand you back to Heather Maxwell and Bilo Didi in Nairobi, Kenya.
Thank you, Bill O'Didi, and as always, great interview. Hi, everyone. This is Heather. And now we turn to Mozambique, to vocalist Zina Bakar and her group, Euphoro. This is Otiawene, or My Faraway Love. Oh, my friends, how it hurts to know that my love is so far away. I'm unable to sleep because each sound makes me think he's coming back. He took all my feelings away. I don't even feel it if someone hurts me.
Om pentan suru tiawene, aji patanu were handrima. Om pentan suru tiawene, aji patanu were handrima. Moro waru bati wakitantani, non viro tamwona tutuela. Moro waru bati wakitantani, non viro tamwona tutuela. Tio yo nukwele la waloni, kwecha kudono wereo.
Thank you.
was Zina Bakar from Mozambique with Otiawene, a timeless love song. It was recorded in 2001. Here's Inyanya, another artist who will be firing up the stages in Canada this July at Afrofest Toronto.
Time right here on VOA with Heather.
It's music time in Africa.
Okay, hello, lovies. This is Heather Maxwell, and I've got one more song for you today. This is the amazing Fally Ipupa, who will also be headlining at Afrofest in Toronto, Canada this month. This is one of my all-time favorites, Droit Chemin.
Mama, yakawa, buanda, simba luketo, zenga luketo, aleto ningana, aleto buanda, kese muyeso, poso nambonda, ale matiketa, ale matiketa, ale tobina, ale toniata, ale, siata pata, jidi tetela, tetita mangaya, tina mangaya, chico okeli. Tous les garçons, levez vos mains, alino sene, na jenifer ilito, dimote de kwaku, mengu jamos. Voilà, allez tobina, allez tobina, allez matiketa, allez matiketa, singa luketo, allez tobina, ah, singa luketo, nyata, mama, singa luketo, kita, allez tokita nas, allez tokita, awo to singa leka, awo kumata, ah, toutes les filles, levez vos mains, la rice, les sarazuna, les tinzongo, les filles, levez vos mains, allez to singa,
singa luketo,
ah, to singa ko,
singa luketo, mwana,
nyata, ah, singa luketo, nyata, pusa, fiesta RDC. Adeline Onema, Lorette Compresso,
Tina 7-3, les TLC.
Allez tout le monde, levez les mains. Allez tout le monde, soro de miwozo, Okoni Lasso, Jiro Mokadi, Moto et Fali,
Emata,
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 Allez Moto et Fali,
Emata, Emata, Emata,
Oyo Yabango,
Ekita,
Mama,
Ekita, Ekita, Ekita,
Senga lo ketu, Allez Tobin, Lote Mosek, Tombo El, Evite Moulel, Patrick Moulel, Yannick Moulel, Bandi Bilombi. Pour mon corps comme ministre des jeunes, Yoka Felite, ils ont encore et toujours.
That's it for today, darlings. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you to Bill Odidi and to Soul Generation from Nairobi, and also to Kwame Ofori for joining me in presenting Extravaganza, our Song of the Week. On our FM stations, we are live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. And also, you can find us on shortwave radio Friday at 09:05 UTC. And again, Saturdays and Sundays at 09:05, 15:05, 20:05, and 22:05 Universal Time. Finally, you can always reach us online. Listen at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful, Africa.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Afghan officials.